This concert is presented free by Revitalization. They're about ready to start, and we hope you all enjoy Fairport Convention. Thank you.
You think we could get the lights down a bit? Hello? Hello, Mr. Light.
Can you hear me?
Can you get the lights down a bit?
It's like being a full-grown cucumber. Yeah, you could point with each other if you want, if you really want to play with him. I warn you, for those of you who expect the Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels non-stop action-packed swinging professionalism, you've come to the wrong place, and they've taken your money. We're just going to keep going as long as we can, or as long as seems fit, with our own particular brand of folk rock. Folk rock.
Why? Wittenberg land. Walk a while with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree. We'll agree. Walk a while, with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree. We'll agree.
I hope it sounds a bit better out there. Oh, they're going to fix it.
Amongst our other follies, we do some straightforward folk dance tunes in medley form as instrumental excuses for a bit of shit-hot, crash-hot play. This is one such medley. You're invited to dance in the aisles, on each other's heads, or in the courtyard, should you wish. Thank you. Oh, it was nothing. First one was a jig called The Lark in the Morning. Second one was a reel called Rakish Paddy. Third one was a slip jig called The Fox Hunter's Jig. And the last one was another reel going under the name of Toss the Feathers. We're going under the name of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels at the moment. You're about to see a blatant violation of the fire regulations, likely to get this whole building shut down. This, in keeping with our reputation as England's number one folk group, is England's number one folk song. It exists as America's number three folk song by the name of Little Matty Groves, which you all doubt have heard Joan Baez do at some time or another. Unfortunately, she failed the audition, so we have to sing it.
Do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? And how do you like sheets, but better I like the way you rise in my heart to sleep. I can take the shots, but I'll try and get her as quick as she can, for it'll never be sedentary. I swear I'd like it, man.
we grow.
In England, you probably all know, you're probably green with envy. In England, they abolished the draft system some time ago, but the English being ahead of the field in everything, they had a vastly superior system in operation about 100 years ago, up till about 100 years ago, which involved the use of, it was basically a press gang, which is a bit unfair, but they modified it and so the guys didn't mind too much. What they did was they took out the young men they met getting bored on the street. Recruiting party came along. They took them out and they got them drunk. Blind, sodden drunk. And in the morning they woke up in the barracks with this piece of paper saying they were in the army. And this song is about a man who had that happen to him. And understandably, after a while, he got a bit fed up, ran away a couple of times. It's called The Deserter.
Court martial, then quick
for his queen and country.
Instrumental time again. This is another medley of four tunes. I don't really know the names of them all, but I know the second one's called Paddy on the Railroad. The last one's called A Carolyn's Concerto. The second one is, one of them is called The Friar's Breeches. I'm misinforming you again.
First one's called Lucy. First one isn't called Lucy, that's the mandolin one as well. It doesn't matter.
Nice to have you on the show, Andy. As a whole, it's called Dirty Linen if you're really taking notes.
Drops of Brandy.
Thank you.
can't win them all. And now, to calm things down a bit, Tony Bennett's going to come along and sing a couple of numbers with us. Oh, he didn't show up. Sorry, we couldn't play him enough. This is a song called Sloth. It's not meant to describe our feelings at the time of performing it. It just happens to be the name that the song is stuck with.
The war has begun. roll. Just a roll on your drum. Just a roll, just a roll. And the war has begun. Thank you.
Our bass player's a very fickle fellow. The last three times I've picked up this guitar to play it, it's had a different set of strings on it. I wouldn't mind if they were new, but...
You have to excuse the guitar sound this evening, but I've blown my amplifier up.
Yes, well, we're going to bring the mandolin back to Chicago. I almost forgot where we were then. The mandolin's been away a long time. I expect you've noticed. We're also going to bring back the drum solo, because drum solos have been losing popularity over the years. I expect there's quite a few of you who'd like to hear a good drum solo.
I haven't heard it yet.
See, our drummer is directly descended from Ben Pollock, who is everybody's favourite drummer. And this is a sort of monument to him, the greatest drummer who ever lived.
If you've been hanging around 52nd Street in 1929, you might have heard something like this. It's the nearest I can possibly get to it. Thank you.
what we're trying to do, nobody asked us to play for a specific amount of time, for a specific amount of money, for a specific amount of free beer, nothing in particular. So we're just going to work our way down our repertoire, which we've nearly finished, and then retreat before your insults and missiles. Slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, I'm tempted to say. This place is very awe-inspiring. Two more numbers. We can't decide which one of them to do.
It's a democracy. It's a democracy gone mad.
This is a song, decision. This is a song called Tamlin. Now, some of you may know about Tamlin. Others of you may not know about Tamlin. Seems likely that you'll either know about him or not know about him. I shall give those who don't know about him a brief. You can tell him anything, you know. He's deaf in one ear, you see. He also sings out of his ear. Anyway, Tamlin. Yeah, that's what happens if you put it.
What?
Why don't you tell them about Tamlin? Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to tell everybody else about Tamlin? Say anything, which makes me look even more of a fool than I am.
Why come you to Castle Hall without command of me? in, she said, how long you here to dwell? The queen of fairies caught me when from my horse I fell. At the end of 7 years, she pays a time to hell. I swear it full of flesh, and bid it be myself. Two blue eyes and hung them on the tree.
Thank you.
They're chickening out of their big vocal number. It's impossible to get them to sing this unless they've had at least 8 pints of beer each. So that's just as well, they're not going to sing it. I've never heard them sober.